The Biden administration says it has sent 5,500 Javelin anti-tank missiles to Ukraine since Russia's invasion began on February 24th. On a visit to a Lockheed Martin plant in Alabama, Biden praised the workers who manufacture the missiles, which cost just under $80,000 apiece.
They're highly portable. They're extremely effective. In fact, they've been so important, there's even a story about Ukrainian parents naming their children, not a joke, their newborn child, Javelin or Javelina, not a joke.
Biden took a moment to urge Congress to pass the $33 billion package of additional aid he wants to send for the Ukraine war, about $20 billion of which is military funding. He didn't mention the hefty corporate profits military contractors have reaped from the weapons transfers, but he did remind the workers at the plant that building weapons provides for their paychecks and those of many others.
Being the arsenal of democracy also means good-paying jobs for American workers. In Alabama and in states all across America where defense equipment is manufactured and assembled, 265 people here at this plant are directly employed working on the Javelin program. All told, Lockheed Martin has brought nearly 3,000 jobs to Alabama. The armed forces of the United States of America will continue to be the best armed, most capable fighting force in the history of the world.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, testified to a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the Biden administration's record overall request for military spending for the next fiscal year, $773 billion, a 4% increase from last year's record spending. The U.S. already spends more on its military than the next 11 nations combined. Austin said U.S. stockpiles are stretching thin after the transfer of thousands of Javelin missiles and shoulder-fired Stinger missiles to Ukraine, but he assured senators that military contractors are increasing production. Austin also reflected on the Russian military failures on the ground in Ukraine, despite Russia having what he said was lots of modern military equipment.
We saw them not able to support themselves logistically. We saw them make some bad assumptions at the very beginning of this. We saw them fail to integrate aerial fires with their ground maneuver and just a number of missteps. And I attribute a lot of that to lack of leadership at the lower level. And we saw Russia push its senior officers forward as a result of that, and many of those were killed from being forward on a battlefield.
Up to now, Russian President Vladimir Putin has called the invasion a special military operation. General Mark Milley said if Putin were to take the step of formally declaring war, as some believe he may, it would allow him to conscript and mobilize additional forces. Austin said it's questionable how well brand new soldiers could be trained before they were thrown into combat. But there's no question that every day the military conflict continues, there's the risk of a deliberate or accidental escalation into all-out war between Russia and the West. George Beebe is at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft and was a special advisor on Russia to Vice President Dick Cheney from 2002 to 2004. He recently authored an article asking, "Tell us how this war ends." Appearing on Democracy Now!, Beebe said if Putin were to formally declare war, it should be seen in a larger context.
Putin would argue that this is not actually a war between Russia and Ukraine, that this is a much larger war between Russia and the United States and NATO. That's how Russian elites and Putin have been depicting this conflict actually for many years, well before Russia's actual invasion of Ukraine on February 24th.
Beebe said Putin and those around him see the Ukraine conflict as a fight for Russia's survival and believe the stakes are existential. He says U.S. rhetoric has shifted in the last few weeks to open discussion of a victory over Russia. Beebe says such escalation in objectives by both sides add up to a very dangerous moment. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.